You're listening to GDA Podcast, powered by GDA Speakers, now available on iTunes and all other podcast platforms, with new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. GDA Podcast showcases insightful conversations from the best thought leaders, educators, policy experts, motivators, and storytellers on the keynote speaking circuit today. Want today's guest at your next event? Call GDA Speakers at 214-420-1999 or visit gdaspeakers.com. And now, here's this episode of GDA Podcast with hosts Scale and Kyle Davis. Enjoy.
Okay, so with us on the GDA Podcast bonus episode, we have Peter Buffett. And what we're going to do just briefly is talk about the show that he does, which is called Life is What You Make of It, a concert and conversation with Peter. So Peter, take it away and explain the concept for those listening.
Well, thank you. So it's myself on piano, and I play with a cellist, Michael Cott, who's just extraordinary. He's really a lot of fun to watch. But it's really a story, and it's my story. And it's got an arc to it that starts with growing up in Omaha. And I show lots of images and have lots of funny little quips about growing up and what that was like. And really kind of setting the stage. And I take questions through the whole show. So I give the audience an opportunity, really anytime they want to, but I stop occasionally and talk about what it was like to grow up and take questions, whatever it might be. And then I get into sort of finding my path, essentially finding myself and the twists and turns of that. And really, you know, my biggest break was Dances with Wolves. And I lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin when that happened. And there was this huge draw to go to Hollywood. And I tell the story of really not falling for that, essentially, and the importance of being in place and hearing yourself think and reflecting on my dad doing that by staying in Omaha and not going to Wall Street and that sort of thing. So really pressing that importance of hearing yourself, finding your voice, and understanding what that means to you. And then after that, moving into the foundation side of things and the giving back and the idea of really being aware of, again, the community you're in, the world we inhabit together, and how to take what has been a life really of successes, failures, all the things that come with finding a path that's right for you. But then once you have, and once you've sort of gotten to a more mature place in that, how do you give back? And what are some things to think about when you do that? And lots of fun moments, including showing my dad's report card, which is pretty hilarious, actually. He knows I'm doing it, but I won't tell you anything more about that. And lots of other ways to sort of weave the story of what I've learned from my dad into the story of my own experiences, and ultimately kind of, you know, the story of anybody who's trying to find themselves and feel a part of a community.
So one of the things that you've said, and you've said this kind of repeatedly, and I like it, but is being in place and giving yourself an opportunity to hear yourself think. And I was just wondering if you could expand and tell the listeners as briefly as possible.
Right.
You know, how important is that? Because I think a lot of people kind of lose track of that or lose sight.
I think it's incredibly important. I mean, I think that we live in a world with weapons of mass distraction. You know, we have so much noise coming at us constantly that to really understand who you are and where you belong and what you're a part of is very difficult. I mean, there's a great line, if you don't use your imagination, someone else will. And I think that's what's happening, is a lot of people are falling for other people's stories of what they should be, and who they should be and what they should think and how they should think. And so the importance of hearing you, who you are, nurturing that voice, recognizing it and amplifying it, it's the only way that's going to, you know, get our species to wherever we're going next. Otherwise, somebody else is going to take us there.
Well, if you'd like Peter to take you there, you can do so.
Beautifully done.
Right? Isn't that good? You can do so by contacting GDA Speakers at 214-420-1999 or going to gdaspeakers.com. Thanks again, Peter.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to this episode of GDA Podcast, powered by GDA Speakers. If you're interested in booking today's guest, visit GDA Speakers at gdaspeakers.com or call 214-420-1999. Visit gdapodcast.com and subscribe to our newsletter to stay up to date and be informed of new episodes, blog posts, and more. Be sure to follow GDA Podcast on Twitter and Instagram at GDA Podcast, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/GDA Podcast. Thanks again, and stay tuned for more from GDA Podcast and GDA Speakers.